I might as well give you two helping hands, Kevin said glumly. They're both equally efficient.
Oh, I wish that I was either right-handed or left-handed.
Try to cheer up, Colette said gently. Maybe a miracle will happen tomorrow, and we'll all get the things we wish for most.
No one in the caravan said anything more, but as Hugo and Kevin prepared two hammocks for the three Baudelaires, the children thought about what Colette had said. Miracles are like meatballs, because nobody can exactly agree what they are made of, where they come from, or how often they should appear. Some people say that a sunrise is a miracle, because it is somewhat mysterious and often very beautiful, but other people say it is simply a fact of life, because it happens every day and far too early in the morning. Some people say that a telephone is a miracle, because it sometimes seems wondrous that you can talk with somebody who is thousands of miles away, and other people say it is simply a manufactured device fashioned out of metal parts, electronic circuitry, and wires that are very easily cut. And some people say that sneaking out of a hotel is a miracle, particularly if the lobby is swarming with policemen, and other people say it is simply a fact of life, because it happens every day and far too early in the morning. So you might think that there are so many miracles in the world that you can scarcely count them, or that there are so few that they're scarcely worth mentioning. Depending on whether you spend your mornings gazing at a beautiful sunset or lowering yourself into a back alley with a rope fashioned out of matching towels. But there was one miracle the Baudelaires were thinking about as they lay in their hammocks and tried to sleep, and this was the sort of miracle that felt bigger than any meatball the world has ever seen. The hammocks creaked in the caravan as Violet and Klaus tried to get comfortable in one set of clothing, and Sunny tried to arrange Olaf's beard so that it wouldn't be too scratchy, and all three youngsters thought about a miracle so wondrous and beautiful that it made their hearts ache to think of it. The miracle, of course, was that one of their parents was alive after all, that either their father or their mother had somehow survived the fire that had destroyed their home and begun the children's unfortunate journey. To have one more Baudelaire alive was such an enormous and unlikely miracle that the children were almost afraid to wish for it, but they wished for it anyway. The youngsters thought of what Colette had said, that maybe a miracle would happen and that they would all get the thing they wished for most, and waited for the morning to come when Madame Lulu's crystal ball might bring the miracle the Baudelaires were wishing for. At last the sun rose, as it does every day, and very early in the morning. The three children had slept very little, and wished very much, and now they watched the caravan slowly fill with light, and listened to Hugo, Colette, and Kevin shift in their hammocks, and wondered if Count Olaf had entered the fortune-teller's tent yet, and if he had learned anything there. And just when they could stand it no more, they heard the sound of hurrying footsteps and a loud metallic knock on the door.
"Wake up! Wake up!"
came the voice of the hook-handed man. But before I write down what he said, I must tell you that there is one more similarity between a miracle and a meatball, and it is that they both might appear to be one thing, but turn out to be another. It happened to me once at a cafeteria, when it turned out there was a small camera hidden in the lunch I received. And it happened to Violet, Klaus, and Sunny now, although it was quite some time before they learned that what the hook-handed man said turned out to be something different from what they heard when they heard him outside the door of the freak's caravan.
"Wake up!"
the hook-handed man said again and pounded on the door.
"Wake up and hurry up! I'm in a very bad mood, and I've no time for your nonsense. It's a very busy day at the carnival. Madame Lulu and Count Olaf are running errands. I'm in charge of the House of Freaks. The crystal ball revealed that one of those blasted Baudelaire parents is still alive, and the gift caravan is almost out of figurines."
End of Disc 1.